Ocean FM.
Ocean Drives Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
Well, we say it every Thursday. Is that a week gone again? Colly, and your first week back in the cinema, you look worn out.
Well, at least it's actually only 6 days, so we haven't lost.
Technically.
We were usually on Friday. What a week, because for the first time I can say, Jamie, I've just left the cinema.
Okay.
Which I haven't said in a long time. And yeah, look, it was a hectic week, I won't lie to you. a few highlights. And it was just great to be back. It was great to have a buzz around the place and just to see everyone happy to come back. And we've some new stuff to talk about. Not only the stuff that we talked about last week that was coming out, we also are able to say, I've just watched a brand new movie that won't be out till tomorrow. It's called Nobody. You're going to hear a clip. Expect a lot of bish, bash, bosh, I think.
So they took maybe 20 bucks in an old watch? Mr. Madsen, did you even take a swing?
No.
Could have taken her, Dad.
Heard you had some excitement last night. I wish they'd have picked my place, you know?
Why didn't you take him out?
I was just trying to keep the damage to a minimum.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
You're okay, because you don't look okay.
All right, we're not going to give the whole story away, but it looks pretty good.
Well, you know, it only occurred to me listening to that. It's pretty much The Carrot of the County by Kenny Rogers, isn't it? Because everyone who can hear it goes, you know, he decided not to. The house is broken into. He doesn't attack and so on. But he's pushed. And we know, we can see behind his eyes, there's a secret there. Now, this stars a guy called Bob Odenkirk, who most people would know as Saul from Breaking Bad, A Better Call Saul. But he's actually a stand-up comedian in the States and would have been known as that beforehand. But in this, it's by the writer of John Wick. And he is a thing of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? It's that same sort of thing. They wronged the man, he's going to get his revenge. It's that sort of movie. And I have to say, Jamie, I watched it not 15 minutes ago, I finished it.
Right.
It was brilliant. Right. I loved it. It was such tremendous fun. It is exactly the sort of popcorn movie. I was going to say dumb, but it's not even dumb. What it is there's a simple story. Somebody does him wrong, he gets revenge, those people are really annoyed, they come for more revenge. But just one of the things that's great about this and John Wick, it's kind of winking at the camera too. There's all the action and it's kind of, it is very violent, even if it is kind of cartoonish violent, but it is very violent, but it's kind of winking all the time. And it's like when John Wick kills the guy with the pencil, you know, kind of a Thanks. Nod of, you know, in this one, there's a few things that happen in a factory, and he more or less looks at the camera and goes, yeah, wouldn't you like this in your workplace? I loved it. And just when I thought, God, it's coming to the end now, that was tremendous fun. It turns into Home Alone. I had such a tremendous time. For people who just want to enjoy themselves, and again, I'm going to keep on mentioning John Wick, because that's the go-to with this sort of movie. It's clever, it's fun, it doesn't outstay its welcome as well. That's another good thing. It doesn't overburden you with plot. We don't always, like, I love a good spy movie. I love Smiley's People and stuff like that. But sometimes you just need to know, say in John Wick, they killed this dog, he's going to get them. In this case, there's a bracelet that's stolen, he's annoyed. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Fun, fun, fun. What a good movie. And I think, I really believe this. I was talking about this in the cinema, right? Because he's known for Breaking Bad and so on, but it didn't have the same fanfare here. I think it's going to be one of these, it'll do okay the first week and it'll do great the second week. Because loads of people like me are going to say, have you seen Nobody? You've got to go see it.
Nobody.
It's so good.
Is that open tomorrow now? Is that opening tomorrow?
No, it opens tomorrow at about 4 o'clock tomorrow. You can see it in cinemas. It's brilliant. Loved it.
Okay.
Big bowl of popcorn.
All right.
Really need it. Yeah.
Okay, we got The Hitman's Wife and Bodyguard. This is a follow-up, is it?
Yes, and if they, I'm just hoping they don't go for like three and four, because I don't know how many words they can add on that I can say. Because I got this when I was texting you the movies, I managed to get this wrong at least three times. But The Hitman's Wife Bodyguard is the sequel to The Hitman's Bodyguard,
okay.
which was good crack.
Crack,
I didn't love it. I didn't love it, but I did enjoy it. And where Ryan Reynolds, who is just so watchable, he's such a funny guy, you know, but people would know him particularly from Deadpool and so on. He was the world's most renowned bodyguard. Something happens, he loses his job, and the only job he can get is looking after Samuel L. Jackson's hitman. And all sorts of nonsense happens. But one of the things that I'm really looking forward to this one, and it's coming out on Monday, it's one of those, technically it opens next Friday, but there's previews for Monday, is that they seem to go, okay, this was really good in the first one. These bits didn't work so well. So let's concentrate on it. So first of all, more one-liners. Ryan Reynolds is a funny man and he can really deliver a very deadpan one-liner. Salma Hayek played the wife in it, of the title. She was really funny. She was only in it for about 5 minutes in the last one. And they said, let's bring more of her in. She's very funny. And what you want is Samuel L. Jackson swearing loudly to people. It is just funny, and it maybe is a cliche, these typecast, but nobody does it better. So this looks like good crack. And again, a good, fun summer blockbuster. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of the horrors who've done really well. But I kind of wonder, after the year, after the 18 months we have, are just big, fun, silly, you know, action where people travel all over the world exactly what we need right now? I think so. And I can't wait to watch this on Monday.
Collie, I'm with you on that. Could do with a bit of fun. Right. Yeah. Now, well, speaking of fun.
Will we keep on with fun? So
yeah.
I'll catch up with two of the ones that I saw. So I went, as promised, I went to see Cruella. Now, first of all, I really think you might have thought, I don't know if it's for me. It's kind of kids and it's a girly fashion and so on. It has maybe the best soundtrack I have ever heard in a movie. You take your Tarantinos and so on, it's better than that. You'd know it's Disney because nobody else could afford that soundtrack. Bowie, Queen, loads of 70s stuff, The Doors, so much stuff, but loads of unusual choices as well. Not just the obvious, you know, Light My Fire and so on. Really, really unusual songs. I thought Emma Stone was having so much fun camping it up till Emma Thompson wanders on. And really, Cruella could be called the Battle of the Emmas.
Yeah.
Because if Emma Stone is the vamp to end all vamps, you've just, and I'm using vamp because I don't want to use the other word on the radio. Emma Thompson is queen vamp of all. The driest, meanest, nastiest person you have ever seen. And she's clearly having a tremendous time. I really enjoyed this. It's very funny, very clever, very knowing. And again, do you remember when back in the real days before the pandemic, Disney did a lot of live action movies of cartoons and they weren't all great. This is them back to form. This is them doing what they do best. And speaking of doing what they do best, let's give Peter Rabbit a shout out, because we did mention it last week. The first one I was quite mean about because it wasn't great.
It wasn't.
This is really funny. It is really funny. I watch it, and like, I didn't watch it with a kids group or anything. I watched it on my own as an adult and I laughed my way through it. It's clever, funny, and yet it's still as cute as the first one was. So I was going to say, so little people like it. I actually know, because in the cinema, we had our first school group, which was really brilliant. And we had infants, junior and senior infants.
That must have been fantastic.
And it was. Yeah. And like in my old job, I used to work with kids a lot. So I really enjoyed it. But, you know, I couldn't resist. Went down and asked them, what did they thought of it after? And this six-year-old girl looked me straight in the eyes and went, this is the best day of my life. Now, you will never have a better review of a movie than that. Now, she might be overstating a bit, but it really is good crack. So we mentioned this last week. All the parents going, oh my God, I'm going to have to drag them to Peter Rabbit. They like, but I won't. Trust me, you will.
Okay.
It's clever. It's funny. And particularly if you've read a few Beatrix Potter books when you were a kid and so on, you'll enjoy it all the more because there's some very clever jokes. And when Jeremy Fisher, the frog, turns up, really funny. Really okay. funny. Really enjoyed it.
Definitely lifted their game from the first one anyway. That's
way
good.
Way, way up, way up.
Now let's talk about the big, big movie, which is Quiet Place Part 2. This is the one everybody's been waiting for. Well, I've been waiting for this. I really enjoyed 1.
Well, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you how much people have been waiting for it, because I haven't seen it yet, and I'll tell you why. It's been sold out.
Wow.
Right? Now, it is a case of, there's a bit of truth. There are COVID regulations and so on. So even the big cinemas have, in the big theatre, we have smaller numbers available. So I've gone down 3 nights in a row to go and see it. And because of that, it was sold out. Now, I could have snuck in, but let's face it, Aren't we all in this together?
We are.
We're all doing everything right. So I haven't seen it. But you know what I did yesterday? I watched the first one again to prepare myself, right? And one of the things I've forgotten is part of my new job is I'm also delivering the flyers in the official Eclipse van, which makes it sound exactly like the Monsters in A Quiet Place 2, which I never realized. So I was driving all around Killybegs today going, can they hear? They're after me. They're after me. I'd like to point out to the Gardaí I kept to the speed limit just in case. I know some of the Sia Connor listen. I'd forgotten just how good and how tense it was. And I'd forgotten the exact ending because I know for a fact A Quiet Place Part 2 starts directly, like 2 seconds after the first one ended.
Brilliant.
So well worth watching. It's been so popular. Everyone rave reviews. It's not only the number one movie in Bundoran, it's the number one movie in the world.
And we have to mention Cillian Murphy, of course, and he absolutely plays a stormer in it. The reviews have given him absolutely.
Yeah, so if you want somebody slightly off age, yeah. Cillian Murphy, those eyes, they're beautiful eyes, but really, you'd be a bit nervous, wouldn't you?
You would be indeed. Why, that was a great review this week. Look, he'll be back at the movies. He'll be back here next Thursday. That is Collie in the Movies. Thanks to Eclipse Cinemas. Collie, we'll talk to you back here Thursday.
See you then.
Have a good week at the movies.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Your launch pad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.